three-way battle for third with seven to go in the stage.
All of a sudden, we got a lot going on at the tail end of stage number two. For the moment, Blaney's been able to pull away with the lead. Denny Hamlin now is closing in on Byron.
The top five cars now starting to accordion back together. In fact, there's a side-by-side fight for fourth in turn three. Kyle Larson slides his way in front of Bubba Wallace. On corner entry, he'll take that spot away as Bubba looks low in four.
Bubba can't retaliate as Larson gets a good bite up off of the corner. Leader is Blaney in traffic. Here comes Byron now. He's been able to clear the Riley Herbst car as they go to one.
Ryan Blaney has got about a two-car length lead. Make it one. Make it nothing at all. Side by side. Lap traffic in play. Squeezing around the outside is Blaney.
Blaney trying to get alongside of Todd Gilliland off turn number two, and he will do it. So now Blaney puts Gilliland in between him and the new second place driver of Denny Hamlin. Third is William Byron. Fourth, Kyle Larson.
Denny Hamlin is rolling right now. He's the new second place driver. Just completed that pass off turn two. So Denny Hamlin will try to catch Ryan Blaney. Blaney's trying to get around Ross Chastain while they're side by side for third behind all of them.
Kyle Larson dives to the low lane on William Byron. That's the battle for the third position. Down low, Kyle Larson will take over third place.
Larson now goes to third up front. Here's Denny Hamlin poking out of line. Drives to the inside of Ryan Blaney. Now tucks in line as they get to turn three. Both Blaney and Hamlin up against the fence. Larson digging hard on the bottom.
With four laps to go in stage number two this time by, we're nearly three wide for the race lead off turn four. Close quarters racing. They put a lap on Ross Chastain. Here comes Denny Hamlin to the inside of Blaney.
Hamlin down low, three wide under the left car of Ross Chastain. Middle of the track belongs to Blaney. Hamlin will take the lead. Larson to the inside for second.
Denny Hamlin, the new leader. Now they're side by side for second. Here's Kyle Larson to the left elbow, Ryan Blaney. Halfway down the back straightaway, they head to three. Larson goes to the bottom. Blaney upstairs, still fighting for that spot.
Here they come off the corner. Denny Hamlin's going to take the lead. He's going to lead his eighth lap of the afternoon. Kyle Larson right behind him. They have fresher tires than the majority of the field right now. But Blaney's back to the bottom of Larson for second.
Ryan Blaney will not quit. He goes all the way to the bottom of the racetrack. Poles even with Kyle Larson. Larson goes to the fence. He'll hang on to the spot.
Larson and Blaney continue to duke it out for the runner-up spot all the while. Denny Hamlin now starting to ease away. He leads Kyle Larson by three car lengths. Now here comes Larson starting to reel him in once again in turn four.
Both drivers on the outside lane. Hamlin the leader. Larson is now second to the line. Two laps to go now here in stage number two. Hamlin trying to get away from Larson, but not a lot of success.
Kyle Larson has fought off the advances of Ryan Blaney, who rides in third. He is running inches off that outside wall, trying to reel in Denny Hamlin.
There is lap traffic ahead for all of these drivers as Denny Hamlin, Kyle Larson, and Ryan Blaney exit turn number two. Now setting up for turn three. Hamlin in his blue Camry up against the wall. So is Kyle Larson.
Cole Custer, that lap car directly ahead of the race leader. As we come to the line, final lap of stage number two, Denny Hamlin's lead. Three car lengths over Kyle Larson, the final lap of this stage underway.
Hamlin just trying to hang on to the advantage. Larson again, as expected, will rip the fence. Hamlin down in the middle of the racetrack. He'll go to the outside to try and bypass Custer.
Custer ahead for Denny Hamlin. Hamlin will now pull up right behind his back bumper as they go to turn three. Where will they go as far as the lines are concerned? Here's Larson diving to the bottom of the racetrack in three, trying to take the lead away.
And he's going to use the slower car of Cole Custer to try to trap Denny Hamlin behind. Here comes Larson to the inside. Hamlin, Larson side by side at the line. Green and white checkered flag is out on the outside lane. Denny Hamlin by 6/100ths of a second will win stage number two. Here's a look at the top 10 and who will score points presented by the Powerball. The NASCAR Powerball playoff is back. Start your entries for the chance to win $1 million at NASCAR Championship Weekend. Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR.
Denny Hamlin gets the stage win. Kyle Larson second. Ryan Blaney was third. William Byron fourth. And Bubba Wallace fifth. Alex Bowman finished stage two in sixth, with Austin Cindric in seventh, Chase Elliott in eighth, Carson Hocevar ninth, and Tyler Reddick in tenth.
Motorsports isn't complicated. It's made up of races where you go as fast as you can, as best as you can, and as sideways as you can. Our team, Toyota Gazoo Racing. Toyota makes some seriously fast cars, and they all have great drivers, ones that win, like win a lot. Denny Hamlin, Christopher Bell, they're all part of a big, happy family of speed demons. Now you're up to speed. You in? Follow the action at TGRNA.com. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, LLC.
Buckle up and hang on. This is going to be a good one.
The fans of Kansas Speedway know how to have a good time. One that celebrates fantastic finishes.
Crash together. So close.
And family-friendly facilities. Trading paint.
We've got feuding.
And tailgating tradition. Burnouts. Beer. And barbecue. Oh, it'll for sure be a good time. And you are all invited. NASCAR Weekend at Kansas Speedway, May 9th through the 11th. Get your tickets now at kansasspeedway.com.
Caution cars caught the field and will bring them around the racetrack. We are about to have pit stops. When they come back to the line, it'll be 100 to go. From Homestead Miami Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
You're driving down the road, minding your own business, when suddenly you've entered the crash zone. Better call JKO Auto Body of Durand. JKO Auto Body will bring your vehicle back from the crash zone with factory replacement parts, so your vehicle will look brand new, and they work with all insurance companies. JKO Auto Body also has a loaner car available while they repair your vehicle. So when you've entered the crash zone, call JKO Auto Body, Madison Street, Durand.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
Back at Homestead Miami Speedway, we continue under the caution flag. It is the third one of the afternoon coming out for the end of stage number two. The Xfinity fastest lap of the race so far belongs to Alex Bowman with a speed of 166.169 miles an hour. If it stands, he will claim the Xfinity Fastest Lap Award and earn one championship point. Sign up today for a super fast connection to NASCAR and never miss a second of the action. Learn more at Xfinity.com.
Pit Road will remain closed at least one more lap around here. And what a thrilling finish to stage number two with the different strategies after a round of green flag pit stops. Seven laps later did Hamlin and Larson pit after Blaney and Byron. And you wouldn't think after such a long run of green flag stretch that seven laps would make that big of a difference, Todd, but it shows up that it in fact does.
Well, that advantage sticks around for the whole tire run at that point. And you don't know where these guys are going to be on the long run. We hadn't run all the way into the 40s on laps on tires because we had that caution there at the end of lap or stage one around 60. So we didn't really see anybody have to run this long. We just saw Blaney and the guys that started the cycle there have to run longer. The discipline of the 11 car and the 5 car actually splitting that in half and making it 39 laps each run paid off at the end.
And we still have at least two more pit stops to go to settle this afternoon. One of them coming up here in just a moment. Joey Logano is the free pass. If you're just joining us, coming down pit lane for a pit stop at lap 84, he got turned around on the pit lane. Josh Berry did as well. Joey was running 8th. Josh was running 11th. And Joey has yet to rebound from that.
Well, and when you saw the green flag pit stop, I was looking through that. They had a 21-second pit stop in the middle of green flag cycles. They had to repair the right front fender on that green flag cycle. That buried them and lost them the lap that they ended up losing there.
Lap 169 about to go on the board. Pit lane is open, and it is a feeding frenzy down there. We'll start with Chris Wilner.
Oh, everybody's tire hungry. Alex Hayden here at the end of stage number two for Denny Hamlin. What a rebound all the way to the lead. Improvement on that last run, but still fired off tight. They're going to try to get him free on the shorter run early. Ryan Blaney is in. I used up all my stuff when the 11 and 5 got by me. Four tires and fuel, and Kyle Larson's in neutral, but I got got my rear tires hot. A little adjustment there. Four tires in Sunoco Fuel. Steve Post.
William Byron's been on both sides of perfect right now. They're going to dial it back the other direction, tighten them up just a little bit. Four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel. Austin Cindric wants a little bit more long run speed. The race off the road. Kyle Larson, Denny Hamlin, William Byron goes out in third. Alex Bowman and Bubba Wallace were side by side for the fourth spot. Four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel for Bowman on that stop. These pit stops, lap number 169, the end of stage number two.
Kyle Larson, the first off the pit lane when he comes back to the line. He will be leading his sixth lap of this race today.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
On Thursdays, NASCAR Live goes wide open with some of the biggest names in the sport.
The goal is the same, so the mindset's the same, right? The goal is to win the championship.
And some familiar voices that you might not have heard from in a while.
You know, I thought about going to one of these teams because I'd really like to win the 500.
I never planned any of this to start with, right from the very beginning.
No matter what driver or what era is your favorite, NASCAR Live Wide Open has every corner of the fan base covered. Subscribe now wherever you listen to podcasts.
Lap down car is now going to take an opportunity to receive service on the pit lane at lap 170. Kyle Larson comes by the start-finish line. He will re-inherit the lead. Denny Hamlin, William Byron, Bubba Wallace, Alex Bowman, the top five, 97 to go. From Homestead, Miami Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
The new John Deere Gator XUV lets you cut, pack, drive, scout, weld, stack, feed, pull, load, tow, spray, and haul, all in a single day. With a redesigned, fully customizable cargo box and a towing capacity of up to 4,000 pounds, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products. Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products and the answers that work.
Listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Back at Homestead Miami Speedway, continue to working the third caution flag of this afternoon's Straight Talk Wireless 400. Here's a look at the Beefaroo stage preview presented by Beefaroo.
As we look at this third stage, this is a longer stage. It'd probably be 94 green flag laps, something like that. This is longer than the 80 we've been in the first two stages. You could split this in half at 47 and 47. We just saw Ryan Blaney struggle on older tires there that head in the 40s. The other option is you can split this and maybe go 31, 32, 33 and split it with two stops. We'll see what the crew chiefs do.
Race fans, Beefaroo is giving you the chance to win big all season long. Download the Beefaroo app and enter for a shot at winning VIP race experiences, exclusive merch, and a meet and greet with Noah Gregson. Download the Beefaroo app now and enter for your chance to win. It's time to race to Beefaroo.
There was a pit road penalty to be handed out here, and it's going to go to Chase Elliott. Elliott will receive a penalty. He'll restart at the tail end of the field. Now, Ryan Blaney, who's had a great car today, he's led 124 of the 171 laps, came six positions off the pit lane from where he previously was. He lost six spots on that exchange. Todd, why was that?
Yeah, it looks like he had contact on pit road. Looks like he had a little contact with maybe Chase Elliott and Chase Briscoe there, a Chase sandwich, as we would call it. But this pit road, all of these pit roads, fairly narrow, but this is one you have an outside wall as well, so you don't have the ability to run off on the grass. You're stuck on pit road. We saw an incident earlier with Josh Berry and Joey Logano because they were trying to get four wide. We just don't have a lot of room and a lot of cars trying to get the same spot.
Chase Elliott penalized for not staying single file down the pit lane, and that's going to be very costly for Chase Elliott as the field is getting the one to go signal right now. The green flag then will fly with 94 to go. Programming update for you. Be sure to join us as we will join you for the Martinsville Speedway next weekend. Triple event coverage coming your way beginning Friday night with the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series race, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the NASCAR Racing Network. Saturday, doubleheader coverage from Martinsville. We'll have practice and qualifying at 2 Eastern, followed by the United States Marine Corps 250 at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Then on Sunday, we're back with the Cookout 400 Motor Racing Network and NASCAR Live Race Day airtime, 2 p.m. Eastern. And of course, don't forget, this Tuesday night, we've got NASCAR Live. Steve Post and Todd Gordon will have crew call for you on Wednesday. NASCAR Live wide open on Thursday as we get set to the head to the paper clip for the first short track race of 2025.
Can't wait to get there. Clay Campbell and the team's got everything ready to go there and all the programming on the Motor Racing Network this week. But first, we've got 94 laps to go here in the Straight Talk Wireless 400 at the Homestead Miami Speedway. Kyle Larson is the race leader. He'll opt to start this race, or restart it, I should say, on the inside lane. Denny Hamlin chose the outside. Those two blue cars come down to the restart zone. Green flag goes back in the air, and this is an even restart. They make their way up the front straightaway through the gearbox headed to turn one.
Nose to nose on their way into the banking of turn number one. Inside line belongs to Larson. High groove belongs to Hamlin. He'll take it all the way to the penthouse. Not good enough. Larson away with the lead.
And they're four wide mid-pack coming out of turn number four. Alex Bowman and Chase Briscoe squeezed in the middle as they all sorted out to turn three. Here's the leader, Larson, on the bottom. Side by side for second, Wallace and Hamlin.
Behind them, Byron to the inside of Reddick for the number four position. Three wide behind them as everybody begins to put elbows up and jostle for real estate at lap 173.
Bubba Wallace bypasses the boss to go to the second spot. That'll drop kick Hamlin back to third. Then about five car lengths back, here comes Tyler Reddick on the move.
Tyler Reddick feeling the heat from Alex Bowman out of turn number two. That's the fight for fourth, headed to turn number three. Up front, Bubba Wallace, a half a car length behind the leader, Kyle Larson, as they go to three.
Wallace lets the car drift up the racetrack. Larson keeps it pinned to the bottom. Now drifts wide on exit of turn number four. Larson leads by a car length and a half. Wallace is second. Denny Hamlin goes third.
Bubba Wallace not done either. He's going to look to the outside on Kyle Larson. Car gets a little bit tight. He has to back away and hang on to second.
Now it's starting to bring Denny Hamlin a little closer into this mix as he has caught these two in front of him. Larson and Wallace single file on the approach to turn three. Here's Bubba swinging it downstairs. Larson will ride the middle groove.
And behind them, Denny Hamlin now will race a lane off the safer barrier. Bubba Wallace making the low lane work. He's there side by side. Wallace to the inside of Larson.
He tried the high lane last time around, couldn't make it work. Tries the low lane this time. It's going to work. Bubba Wallace slides up in the outside lane. New leader as they hit the back straightaway.
Wallace the leader. Kyle Larson really wide at a turn number two. That allows Denny Hamlin to pull right up behind him. It's Larson and Hamlin battling for second. Behind them, three wide for fourth. Reddick, Bowman, and Byron.
Byron on the bottom of the racetrack. Bowman in the middle. Reddick goes topside. From the bottom of the racetrack, William Byron will pass both of those cars. Now Byron tries to run for his life in fourth.
William Byron's got the four spot, but he's got a trunk full of Tyler Reddick to the outside. Looking low, his teammate Alex Bowman. The advantage will go to the Bowman machine. Move him up to D4.
Bowman goes to fourth as all that traffic scrambles down the long straightaway to turn number three. William Byron now in the fifth spot. He'll ride the fence in turn three. Reddick in the middle. Here's Blaney trying to recover downstairs.
Meanwhile, Denny Hamlin's turning the wick up on Kyle Larson yet again. Closed into the back bumper midway through the corner, but Larson legs it out on the straightaway.
Those two have raced hard a couple of times this afternoon for position, and they're going to do so again. Denny Hamlin trying to close in now on the back bumper.
As those two fight for second, Bubba Wallace has increased his lead now. As they enter turn three, Wallace leads Larson by about seven car lengths. Larson still trying to fend off the challenge from Denny Hamlin.
Hamlin is looking to the inside, but nothing there to try to make a move. Larson will hang on to the spot. Everybody trying to keep pace with Bubba Wallace, but Dave, for the moment, just can't do it.
Everybody trying, everybody failing. Wallace has jumped away now by a good 10, maybe 12 car lengths. Kyle Larson is going to have to play some defense on Denny Hamlin.
Those are the top three exiting turn number two. Alex Bowman is fourth. He's a car length behind Denny Hamlin. Looks a little bit to the left in turn number three. Now squares up to the inside. He'll dive Bowman to the inside of Denny Hamlin. That's for third.
Alex Bowman digging hard to the bottom of the racetrack. He's trying to get a quarter of a panel up alongside Denny Hamlin. Not going to do it. Behind them, Ryan Blaney is getting a full court press from William Byron off the end of the front stretch.
Byron tucked right up under his rear spoiler as they hit turn one. Blaney will go to the middle of the banking. Down low is Willie V. Blaney will hold him off. Meanwhile, the battle for third beginning to heat up.
That's between Denny Hamlin and Alex Bowman. They're one car length apart. Here's Bowman again in his ally Chevrolet using the middle part of the racetrack as Hamlin is glued to the top side.
Hamlin does have that outside lane, which is preferred, but Alex Bowman really gobbling up some real estate on that bottom of the racetrack. He's right on the back bumper of Denny Hamlin in one.
Let's see where Hamlin will go. He'll take it down to the white line at the bottom of the banking. That leaves the top of the racetrack open. Hamlin has the advantage. Now Bowman
They're double wide for that fourth spot. Bowman on the outside. To the inside is Ryan Blaney. Blaney's Ford Mustang in the middle part of the racetrack trying to squeeze Bowman outside.
And Blaney will get the spot while at the same time Austin Cindric going after Tyler Reddick took the spot going into three, but Reddick is going to give him a run for his money. Here comes Reddick flying around the outside of this ongoing battle for seven.
Good racing all through the top 10 or 12 positions right now. Cindric goes to the inside. Tries to slide up in front of Reddick. He'll get that done. Now here comes A.J. Allmendinger to the box.
This is all happening from seventh on back. Austin Cindric, Tyler Reddick, and A.J. Allmendinger. Dinger to the inside of Tyler Reddick. That's the fight for eighth.
Dinger right in the middle of the racetrack will not be able to drift up. Tyler Reddick will occupy that real estate to his right elbow. Reddick will swing around the outside of A.J. Allmendinger. Tyler Reddick will now be scored in position number eight.
AJ's not done yet, though. He's going to drive it into the middle of the banking this time. He's putting the pressure on Reddick, and in the rearview mirror, beginning to gain some ground. Now it's Chris Buescher.
Further up, the battle for second continues to heat up. Denny Hamlin, each lap through, keeps taking his Toyota Camry lower, trying to sniff a draft to the inside of Larson.
But Larson's got the lane covered in the outside, running into second position. While we have a moment, let's let you know where your favorite driver is running. Bubba Wallace is leading. Kyle Larson is second. Denny Hamlin third. Ryan Blaney fourth. And Alex Bowman's fifth. Got William Byron in the sixth position. Seventh is Austin Cindric. Tyler Reddick is eighth. A.J. Allmendinger ninth. And Chris Buescher right now is in 10th.
Carson Hocevar peels off the track and comes to pit road. We'll follow up there in a moment. Being scored 11th is Chase Briscoe. 12th is Austin Dillon. Noah Gregson is 13th and Josh Berry is 14th. Michael McDowell 15th. Ryan Preece is 16th. Justin Haley goes 17th with Daniel Suarez, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., and Zane Smith making up your top 20.
Saw Carson Hocevar on the pit lane. Could there be a problem? The hood is up. Carson coming down the pit lane a lap 185. He led earlier today, but he is obviously in a bad state of affairs right now. Steve Post, what's going on there with that Chevrolet?
Yeah, and absolutely, and he just said there's a big problem under the hood. He said it's blowing the air box up, which I have no idea what that means, but, well, they just told him to shut off the engine on the thing. Really, really rough day. I've got to salute this team. They did a really nice job with some alternate strategy to put themselves in a spot up in the top 10, but unfortunately it looks like something the engine, an internal engine failure is what they're just saying right now. For Carson Hocevar, another struggle has been Christopher Bell. He's down doing pit service as well, but this has been kind of a bad day for Christopher Bell as well.
Well, if Carson Hocevar is not able to pull that car back out on the racetrack, there has been zero attrition today. He would be posted in the 37th position. We'll wait and see what the final diagnosis is. Oh, that's not good. They're pushing it to the NASCAR Cup Series garage. Carson Hocevar, the first driver out today. Bubba Wallace leads with 80 laps to go.
Kyle Kyle Larson brings his Chevy in. Four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market. Performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
Money stop here for Ryan Blaney. Four tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Back at Homestead, Bubba Wallace leads 0.4 seconds over Kyle Larson, Ryan Blaney, Denny Hamlin, Alex Bowman. The rest of the top five pit stops could be coming up shortly. From Homestead Miami Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25, Durand for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk after the bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
76 laps to go here at Homestead Miami Speedway, and the battle for the lead, Alex, has tightened up dramatically.
Bubba Wallace has seen Kyle Larson's blue Chevrolet get right up on the back bumper now. And the third place driver, Ryan Blaney, he's closing in as well.
Well, Kyle Larson, in typical Larson fashion, has gone as high on this racetrack as you can possibly go, and he is reeling in Bubba Wallace.
Kyle Larson married to the outside wall right now as he continues to close in on Bubba Wallace. The gap between first and second is a car length. Then it's two car lengths back behind Larson to pick up the third place machine of Ryan Blaney. They follow each other through the corner.
Oh, Ryan Blaney takes a peek to the inside. Larson comes off the wall to throw the block. That allows Bubba to pull away by three car lengths. It is Bubba, Kyle Larson, and Ryan Blaney. The race for the lead, lap 193.
Blaney beginning to turn up the heat on Larson now. He'll dive to the middle of the racetrack in turns one and two. Tries to pull even with Larson. Not quite there this time, out of two.
Blaney trying to get a fender alongside Larson. He cannot. He'll tuck in line and follow the Chevrolet Camaro of Larson back to turn number three. Larson goes back up to the top side. Blaney running a lane lower in turn three.
Blaney trying to get closer to the back bumper of Kyle Larson. Can't do it. All drivers now married to the outside wall off turn four. Bubba Wallace continues to show the way by 2.5 car lengths to one.
Larson shows the way into that outside lane. He rides in second. Blaney keeps pounding away at the middle groove, not able to muster a tire zone in this time. Top three separated by five car lengths.
Among these top three, the driver that is running the highest on the racetrack is Kyle Larson. He is just ripping the fence on either end of the speedway, while Wallace and Blaney run about a lane lower. Now here's Larson going low on Wallace in four.
Larson's going to take a peek to the inside. He'll drop about two lanes lower off the wall. Bubba plants it up against the safer barrier. Separation for the lead. Put it at one car length.
It's really amazing how close to the fence Kyle Larson could run. He's so high on the racetrack. I've seen more of him this afternoon than Caitlin and the kids. It's working. He's closing in on Bubba Wallace.
Kyle Larson doing everything he can to get around Bubba Wallace. Ryan Blaney still trying to watch these two in front of him and seeing which lane will open up. They both go to turn number three, running just inches off of the outside wall.
The X factor in all of this, Todd Gordon, is the fact that we don't exactly know what strategy they're wanting to employ here over the next 72 laps of this race.
Yeah, I would think that you'd want to split this one in half, but if you're going to two-stop it and split it into thirds, I think you could see guys on pit road here in probably the next 5 to 6 laps.
As we watch and see and wait what's going to happen, the front three continue to run with a consistent 2.5, maybe 2-car length gap between themselves. Bubba Wallace is the leader. Kyle Larson second. Ryan Blaney is third. There's a goodly distance back to the fourth place runner. That's Denny Hamlin. Alex Bowman rounds out the top five further back. Good side-by-side battle. William Byron and Tyler Reddick. This fight is for position number 6 as they race off to turn number 1.
That one's been going back and forth for a couple of laps now. Reddick pulled the slide job on Byron last time around to gain the spot. Byron crossed him over and got alongside again, but this time Reddick is able to pull away.
Reddick has the advantage over William Byron right now by about a car length. Battle for the lead is on. Here goes Larson in turn 3, pulling even with Bubba Wallace.
Larson to the inside, Bubba Wallace to the outside, side by side for the lead, lap 198 on the board. Bubba Wallace will hang on to the top spot, Kyle Larson will back away, and Kyle Larson, that's the best chance that he's had in a long, long time. However, here's Bubba Wallace again, he'll angle that car to the middle lane of the racetrack, Larson with a full head of steam out of turn 2.
Here they come down the back straightaway, Larson trying to remount another challenge, this time into the corner. Larson goes a little bit lower, drives it in deep, gets alongside the corner panel of Wallace. Wallace, though, has the advantage on the outside.
Wallace has the advantage by using the outside lane with 68 laps to go here in Homestead.
Switching to Progressive is a game-winning call. And that reminds us of other game-winning calls in the history of sports.
So it was the fourth quarter and we're down by 5. Sweat pouring down my face. Suddenly it hit me. If only I could wrap part of the towel around my forehead. And that's how I became the first basketball player to wear a headband.
Okay, not really a game-winning call, but it was a good call. You can make one, too. Switch to Progressive and you could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states.
You're not going to want to miss tonight's county fair. I'm going
to
be...
We are your window to your community.
Did you see the last 5 minutes of that football game last night?
Oh, man, I saw the whole thing.
And a lifeline to keep you safe when danger is near.
Everybody who is listening needs to take cover as soon as they can. This is one of the biggest storms.
We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress you depend on your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Fans here at Homestead being treated to a whale of a battle for the lead between Bubba Wallace and Kyle Larson. Larson is doing everything he can to get the lead from Bubba Wallace, but Bubba is denying him at every turn. So with 66 to go, it's Bubba Wallace, Kyle Larson, Ryan Blaney, Denny Hamlin, and Alex Bowman, the top five. From Homestead Miami Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durand.
64 laps to go here at Homestead Miami Speedway. Battle for the lead has thinned out just a tad. Kyle Larson falling in behind Bubba Wallace, recoiling, and perhaps maybe waiting for another opportunity to strike. That gives us a chance to take a trip down pit road, check in with Steve Post and Chris Wilmer before we get busy with the final pit stop or stops of the race. Posty, you're up.
And, you know, let's give an old Barney Hall attaboy to Austin Dillon and this team. They're having a very solid day. They started in the 30th spot, so they certainly struggled yesterday with their qualifying run, but they've moved up with inside the top 15 and have been fairly consistent up there. The par, Austin is reporting, is a little bit tight, and so he's struggling with it, particularly over the long run. But on the short run, they're really, really respectable. And this is one of those driver-crew chief combinations new this year. Richard Boswell coming over from Stewart Haas Racing and joining up with Austin Dillon. Right now, they're sitting in the 12th spot. So a pickup of 30th to 12th for Austin Dillon, and a pretty consistent run here for him at Homestead here as we roll through the final stage of this race.
Chris Wilner, what kind of things are you following here?
Well, for Kyle Larson, he's back at home running the top side of Homestead Miami Speedway, a place he says he feels so comfortable. I talked to his crew chief, Cliff Janels, today, and I said, so what is it about Kyle running the fence? Even in situations where it may be more advantageous and less risky to do so, he said, Kyle explained it to me perfectly earlier this year. He said, the wall is just somewhere where I could lose myself. The mechanics of running the outside groove and putting the right sides right up on the wall, it's almost natural to me, more so than if I was asked to get off the wall and run the bottom or the middle. So when I do that, I tend to overdrive the race car. I don't do that as much when I run the top. So for Kyle, the almost craziness of running the top side as we document throughout this race, it's just comfortable for him. So comfortable being uncomfortable, I guess, for Kyle Larson, but so far so good. He is trying
Ryan Blaney is just blown up coming out of turn number four. Up in a cloud of smoke, Ryan Blaney goes. He'll pull that Ford Mustang to the bottom of the front straightaway. Got some flames popping out of the headers on the right side. Ryan Blaney goes kaboom at lap 207. Wow, didn't expect that one to happen, but Ryan Blaney, a driver that's led 124 laps here this afternoon, finds himself going up in a cloud of smoke with 60 laps to go here in Homestead.
Let's get racing. She's rounding the corner straight for the straight talk aisle. Woo, pile up on aisle 9. She's picking out a new plan. Incredible win.
Get a free Samsung A16 or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with real unlimited data from Straight Talk. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Straight Talk, official partner of NASCAR. Offer valid through 4/15/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires purchase of single line gold unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com. Copyright 2025 Verizon. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, LLC, and is used with permission.
Do you have an unused car, truck, motorcycle, boat, or RV taking up space? Put it to good use by donating it to the NASCAR Foundation. Proceeds help fund medical resources for children in our racing community. Your wheels can heal. Call 844-NASCAR-9 and we'll come tow away your vehicle for free. The process is quick and your gift is tax deductible. Call 844-NASCAR-9 to donate your vehicle to the NASCAR Foundation today. Your donation will help our children survive and thrive.
Back at Homestead Miami Speedway, right now on the racetrack, Ryan Blaney has coasted back into the pit lane. Fire was coming out of the right side of the car, and right now safety teams are attending to Ryan and his race car, but we are under the caution flag. It's the fourth one of the afternoon. We'll reset everything for you here in a moment. From Homestead Miami Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adam Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get 5 oil changes. Every oil change at Adam Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
The new John Deere Gator XUV lets you cut, pack, drive, scout, weld, stack, feed, pull, load, tow, spray, and haul, all in a single day. With a redesigned, fully customizable cargo box and a towing capacity of up to 4,000 pounds, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally on your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
The flames have been extinguished and the safety crews are on the scene. Chris Wilner, you're in the middle of it as well. Describe what's happening.
Right now, Ryan Blaney is out of the race car talking to Jonathan Hassler, but he pulled into his pit box, and then all of a sudden, dark smoke and some of the flames underneath the hood of his Ford, the Dent Wizard Ford here for Team Penske, started to erupt. So then the fire crews came over here with extinguisher bottles, just dousing the front end of his race car. It's now on a hook here with the tow truck as the front end gets lifted, and it'll be taken back to the garage. Ryan was able to climb out once the smoke began to billow from his car, but certainly disappointing here as Ryan debriefs with his crew chief. We'll try to grab a word with him here once the dust settles, but unfortunate ending. It's been a tough streak for Ryan. The cars have been fast, just the finish is not going to show for it.
Third straight DNF, did not finish for Ryan Blaney. Had an engine expire in Phoenix, and now let's hear from Ryan Blaney.
Ryan Blaney out of the car real quick. Ryan, any warning before this one let go?
Nope. Just like Phoenix, no warning. Blew up.
Up to this point, did you feel like you maybe had something there going toward the end, obviously being up front in the top five much of the race?
No, I thought it was going to be a great race between, you know, me, Bubba, Larson. Denny was probably going to get back in it. It was funny, at that point, we were all just kind of stuck. Like I thought the five and I were a little bit better than Bubba, but Bubba had a good line through one and two and could hold the top in three and four. And I was just looking to see, as we got laps on tires, pit cycle, maybe we come out with the lead or whatever. But, yeah, unfortunate end of the day, really fast car once again. Fortunately, nothing to show for it, but... keep bringing fast cars.
Tough day for Ryan Blaney. We'll see him in Martinsville, a DNF here at Homestead.
He will be the second retiree from the Straight Talk Wireless 400, joining Carson Hocevar. Back in the NASCAR Cup Series garage, Alex, you can hear the disappointment, the frustration in his voice.
You can't blame him. He's led 124 laps today, was the dominating car in the early part of the Straight Talk Wireless 400. Not just that, but the engine expiring, finished 19th 2 weeks ago in Phoenix, crashed last week, finished 35th in Las Vegas. Now, with Carson Hocevar being the first car out of the race, he'll finish 37th. That means Blaney will finish today's race in 36th. Not the kind of start they were looking for this year.
So when Ryan blew up coming out of turn number four, he pulled the car to the bottom of the racetrack and hit the apron in turns one and two, stayed there down the backstretch through three and four, and his pit stall is about five in when you come off the pit lane in turn number four, and he put the car there. However, with all of the materials that are used to extinguish the flame, there's some cleanup that's being done right now to his pit ball stall and the pit stall in front of him. So the pit lane is closed. We expect that pit road to open shortly, but there's a little work to do before that can take place.
And that's something that these teams, I think, could be a positive, because it could give them an extra lap or two to have some communication with their pit box to figure out what kind of adjustments they want to make on their race cars when the pit lane finally opens up and they can come to pit road.
While we have a moment, let's revisit some of the keys to winning the race presented by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, and RVs. For protection on the road and on the water, see how much you can save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Todd?
Well, you look at this race, talked about it to start with, calling the race strategy, making the right calls on the green flag cycles. We saw that in stage two. Denny Hamlin, Kyle Larson both went and split it in half. They executed that one. Got to figure out how to manipulate your tires. And this is going to be an interesting call from this point forward. We've got 56 to go. That's longer than we've been on tires. So we're going to split that in half, I think. We'll see where the cycles come for that. And making sure we execute on pit road. Guys have done a pretty good job of that all day today.
They have indeed, and they're going to have to do that one more time once pit lane opens up again. Cleanup just wrapping up on the pit lane from all the fluid that was put down when Ryan Blaney brought his car in. You know, in Ryan Blaney's storied NASCAR Cup Series career, which is still in its very much in its prime, he's a NASCAR Cup Series champion. This is the first time in his NASCAR Cup Series career he has failed to finish three consecutive races. So for Ryan Blaney, this is a tough pill to swallow for him right now, but this is an outstanding race team, obviously. I think they'll rebound, and they'll rebound in a big way.
So he blew up at Phoenix. He crashed last week at Las Vegas. Lost another engine today at Homestead. And I would say with the speed that they've been bringing and the flex that they had today, I mean, he led 124 laps, and he was checked out at one point, leading by upwards of 9 seconds. And to have that kind of resource, to have that kind of speed in the race car, and then have it go kaboom like that for the third straight week, it's got some frustration to obviously bubble up to the surface and deal with this week before we go to Martinsville.
It is frustrating, but you had to listen to what Ryan said. We've had fast race cars. I felt like they were the fastest car last weekend, came from the back twice, got caught up in a situation. They were... I thought the best car today. We'll see where that would have played out. But engine failure here. They're going to a place that Ryan Blaney runs really well in Martinsville next week. I think there's a lot of positives in this. You got to find the positives and the negatives.
Pit lane is open this time by as the pace car will make its way to the entrance to pit road. Lap number 213 about to go on the scoreboard. And here come all the lead lap cars. We start the coverage with Chris Wilner.
And Cliff Daniels telling Kyle Larson, watch your left sides. They're still fluid from the Ryan Blaney incident here on pit road. He comes to a stop cleanly. Going to be four tires in Sunoco fuel. They are going to put a wrench in the rear window for a little chassis adjustment. Denny Hamlin, I said I can't charge turns 1 and 2. I'm loose in 3 and 4. Both those cars, four tires and fuels. D-post.
William Byron a little bit snug and cannot hustle that race car. And with the way they're running at the front of the field, he needs all the hustle he can get out of that car. Rudy Fugel's going to try to loosen it up. Austin Cindric is going to be four tires. Sunoco Racing Fuel, the race off pit road. Bubba Wallace wins it off pit road. Kyle Larson goes out second. Denny Hamlin goes out third. Alex Bowman and Tyler Reddick, your front five off pit road. Caution, pit stops here. Lap number 213, and this sets up the longest run of the day. Or are they going to split it? We're going to see. There's a lot of chatter on the radio about the different approaches to the final run of this race.
With 54 laps making up the end run to the checkered flag.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay is my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Pit Road Police has just issued two speeding citations. One goes to Austin Cindric, who came off pit road in sixth. The other goes to William Byron, who came off pit road in ninth. From Homestead, Miami Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durand.
Into the field as it crosses the start-finish line. When they come back to the line, it'll be 51 laps to go here this afternoon. Bubba Wallace has just chosen, along with everybody else. He'll choose to restart on the inside line. Kyle Larson second, Denny Hamlin third, Alex Bowman fourth, Tyler Reddick now will restart in position number five, Chris Buescher sixth, Chase Briscoe seventh, Noah Gregson eighth, Austin Dillon ninth, and A.J. Allmendinger will restart in 10th.
With Ryan Preece 11th, Michael McDowell 12th, Justin Haley 13th, and Zane Smith 14th, Chase Elliott 15th, Daniel Suarez will be 16th, with Eric Jones 17th, Joey Logano 18th, Josh Berry 19th, and Ty Gibbs back up to 20th.
Interesting stretch run to the end of this race, 51 to go, and this will be the longest we've had to go all day on tires. The longest green flag run today was 78 laps. So we know we're not going to be going that far. However, around 40 laps or so is the life of these tires, and you're going to ask them to go 51 if
Another caution flag does not fly.
Yeah, I don't see anybody green flag pitting from here. That's going to be a contender for the end of this race because you don't know when the caution's going to come. You're not going to. You can make it on fuel. You're going to be stretching the tires, but so is everybody else. So I think this is all going to come together.
Here they come up off of turn number four. They got to get back to the restart zone before they can punch the throttle. They do so late in the zone. Bubba Wallace waits till the very end of the restart zone, and he may pay the penalty for that. He may get put three wide with Larson to his outside.
Larson now around the outside, three wide, even furthermost. Alex Bowman's going to dial up the outside line. They're knotted together. The front four with Bubba emerging from a three-wide scramble behind him.
They're looking three wide for that second spot, headed to turn number three. Hamlin on the bottom, Larson in the middle, Bowman upstairs as Wallace leads.
Bubba Wallace now comes up off the corner, got away with a bit of a slow restart there, and he's going to open up four car lengths side by side for the runner-up spot. Denny Hamlin now to the inside of Alex Bowman in turn one.
Hamlin takes it all the way to the bottom of the staircase, running the white line at the bottom of the racetrack, trying to make his way underneath Alex Bowman. Won't be able to get it done, at least not yet, off turn two.
They still remain wheel to wheel for that second spot. Hamlin in his blue and white Camry to the left shoulder of Alex Bowman. They'll continue that fight for second behind Wallace, the leader.
Larson stacked up there, Reddick, Briscoe, and others, including Chris Buescher, who now emerges inside of the top 10. Here's Larson to the inside of Hamlin. They're stacked up double wide behind them.
Kyle Larson to below line. Denny Hamlin up high. Then it's Briscoe and Reddick nose to nose. Squeeze job by Kyle Larson. Denny Hamlin rips the outside. They're three wide.
Larson had to get out of the gas in the middle of the corner, and he almost got turned sideways as he came off the turn. Now into turn three. Larson back to the bottom. Hamlin upstairs. Briscoe and others looking on.
Hamlin will give up a car length to Kyle Larson off turn number four. Behind Hamlin, stacked up double wide there. Chris Buescher is on the charge. Takes a peek to the inside of Chase Briscoe.
Buescher down to the inside going into turn number one. Briscoe will hold him off. Briscoe goes to the outside of Denny Hamlin. Hamlin runs all the way to the outside wall.
That's the battle for fourth. Briscoe tucked in right behind Denny Hamlin. In front of Hamlin is the machine of Kyle Larson. Larson is third. Bowman is second. Bubba Wallace, the leader, leads by seven car lengths.
Bubba Wallace out in front. Alex Bowman, Kyle Larson, the top three. It's a scrum from fourth on back. Chase Briscoe has arrived on the scene. He's digging hard to the inside of his Joe Gibbs Racing teammate and Denny Hamlin.
Haven't heard a lot from Chase Briscoe this afternoon, but he's in the hunt now to the inside of Hamlin for fourth. He'll move underneath Hamlin. Sweet job up to the wall as he flies across the nose.
Nice job by Briscoe taking that spot away from Denny Hamlin. A little bit further back, here's Chris Buescher out of line. Buescher wants to get around Denny Hamlin for the fifth position. He'll ride the middle part of the racetrack.
But he's going to look in his mirror and see a hard-charging Austin Dillon down at the bottom of the racetrack, exiting turn number four. Dillon with a solid run. Oh, he slips just a bit, does Dillon, and he's going to have to tuck back in line.
They race their way into turn number one. The battle heating up now for third. Kyle Larson at the bottom of the track has got it. Chase Briscoe suddenly on the hunt. He's looking for third.
Briscoe's been able to kick in the afterburners here late in the race. He is bearing down on Kyle Larson in this battle for third. Both those two drivers running about a half a groove off of the wall.
Chase Briscoe coming to life here with 45 to go. He's inside of the top five. He's running fourth all the while. Bubba Wallace continues to tiptoe away from the field. His lead now is almost one full second.
Yeah, that translates to 15, maybe 18 car lengths. The action is behind him. Third, fourth, fifth, and sixth. All under a blanket off turn two.
That's where you'll find the machines of Kyle Larson in third, Chase Briscoe fourth, Denny Hamlin fifth, and Chris Buescher sixth. Behind them, you've got Tyler Reddick, Austin Dillon, A.J. Allmendinger, and Noah Gregson.
Gregson is on the outside lane. He's going to get a challenge now to his inside. Ryan Preece is the driver on the move now. Preece, the second Roush Fenway Keselowski car, trying to bust into the top 10.
Ryan Preece trying to make his way into the top 10 as he moves under Noah Gregson. Now they're three wide for third. Denny Hamlin on the bottom. Briscoe in the middle. Upside Kyle Larson.
Hamlin and Briscoe almost made contact in the middle of the corner, and they will run double wide for the fourth spot. Hamlin trying to shove Briscoe closer to the outside wall. Here's Buescher looking three wide.
Chris Buescher dives to the bottom of the racetrack. Briscoe outside. Denny Hamlin up the middle. Chase Briscoe now will come out with the spot. Hamlin, Buescher fall in line, but also throw in, Dave, Austin Dillon, Tyler Reddick, and about three more.
The days of give and take are apparently long over now, as from third place on back, it's an absolute bare knuckle.
This is good stuff happening for the third spot on back. Larson still holds down that position with Briscoe about a car length behind him. From there on back, it's a mad scramble. Hamlin, Buescher, and Dillon running three wide.
Here they come up off of turn number four. Hamlin on the outside lane will continue to keep those two drivers at bay. He'll try to get away as Tyler Reddick is now on the attack.
He's really got his hands full. Reddick's going to go to the bottom. He'll drive underneath the Austin Dillon machine, then slides up to the wall. Dillon trying to come back in on the inside with AJ Allmendinger in tow.
Tyler Reddick allowing Austin Dillon to have the bottom of the racetrack if he chooses in this ongoing fight for this position. Reddick's Camry up against the blue safer barrier. Dillon in the middle part of the racetrack.
Tyler Reddick running in the eighth spot. You've also got AJ Allmendinger in the mix. Austin Dillon's there. Ryan Preece huddled up racing for a spot on the backside of the top 10. So we've got 41 laps to go. Bubba Wallace continues to lead with Alex Bowman, Kyle Larson, Chase Briscoe, and Denny Hamlin, the top five.
As we watch this battle coming forward, I really like the guys that are up there running on the wall. If we've got to make these tires last 50-some laps, I think being up there in that air cushion, maybe not beating up the tires as much, will keep longevity in these race cars.
We'll find out who's going to be able to do that. Problem is, if you're not the race leader, you're going to have to come off the wall if you want to overtake the competition, just like Austin Dillon is doing right now. He'll look to the inside of Tyler Reddick for the number seven position.
Now that's the battle for seventh and eighth place. Reddick running dead center in the banking. Austin Dillon running down on the bottom. The momentum upstairs will give it to Reddick.
And Reddick will hold off Austin Dillon for the moment. Sneaking into the picture right now is AJ Allmendinger. Allmendinger only a half a car length behind Austin Dillon. Then behind him, you've got Ryan Preece and Zane Smith battling for position.
They are side by side coming off the corner. You've got Zane Smith to the bottom of the racetrack and another good run brewing for Ryan Preece. There's a great run brewing for Austin Dillon. He's on the move to the inside the top 10.
He looks down to the bottom of the racetrack trying to make his way underneath the Tyler Reddick automobile. They're going to run door to door off turn two.
Further up, Kyle Larson out of turn number two got the wall and he coughed up the third position to Chase Briscoe. Now Larson is under attack from Denny Hamlin, who's running his back bumper.
As the sun begins to beat down on the Homestead Miami Speedway yet again, they make their way back to the start-finish line. 38 laps to go in this one. Bubba Wallace leads by one full second. The race is on further back.
Most of the track has gone back to sun, but turn one and two now completely in shade. Back around 7th, 8th, and 9th. Three-man battle. Dillon, Reddick, and Allmendinger.
Pick a battle right now inside of the top 10. We'll follow that battle for 7. Tyler Reddick, Austin Dillon, and AJ Allmendinger in lockstep formation. Headed back to the corner. It's still Reddick holding off those two for now.
So to go into further in depth what Dave was just describing, the sun is back out at Homestead. There's been a thin layer of cloud all day. We've had intermittent sun and cloud cover, but now as we approach 6 p.m. Eastern time, the sun is out, but the shade that Dave referenced is coming from the suites in turn one. As the sun sets, which that in one and two is the western part of the racetrack, that's where that shade creeps in over turn one. It'll creep towards turn number two, which, Alex, sets up a very interesting situation for the drivers when they come out of turn number four. They get blinded momentarily by the setting sun.
It's a challenge. They have tinted visors on their helmets. Some elect to run an actual second piece attached to their visor that they can pull even further down. And if you absolutely have to, and take your hand off the steering wheel on this front straightaway and block the sunshine. Problem is, coming up off of turn number four, riding right up against that wall, you got to be very careful in doing so. Bubba Wallace is the leader, but he's going to have a challenger very soon because Alex Bowman is on the move.
Let's get racing. She's rounding the corner straight for the straight talk aisle. Woo, pile up on aisle 9. She's picking out a new plan. Incredible win.
Get a free Samsung A16 or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with real unlimited data from Straight Talk. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Straight Talk, official partner of NASCAR. Offer valid through 4/15/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires purchase of single line gold unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com. Copyright 2025 Verizon. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, LLC, and is used with permission.
Do you have an unused car, truck, motorcycle, boat, or RV taking up space? Put it to good use by donating it to the NASCAR Foundation. Proceeds help fund medical resources for children in our racing community. Your wheels can heal. Call 844-NASCAR-9 and we'll come tow away your vehicle for free. The process is quick and your gift is tax deductible. Call 844-NASCAR-9 to donate your vehicle to the NASCAR Foundation today. Your donation will help our children survive and thrive.
Bubba Wallace's lead over Alex Bowman down to four car lengths now. Alex Bowman has a much faster race car. It's down to three. It's down to two car lengths now as they come steaming up off of turn number four. Alex Bowman is going to try to take the lead in turn one.
Bowman smells blood in the water. He dives to the bottom on entry into turn one. He's going to pull alongside Bubba Wallace. Slides up inches apart, but Bubba keeps the hammer down there wheel to wheel.
Bowman is there. He's got the advantage this time out of turn number two as Wallace runs him down to the inside of the racetrack. Now they swing up to the outside wall in turn three. Still side by side for the top spot.
Alex Bowman, fender out in front, midway down the racetrack. Bubba Wallace up against the wall. Alex Bowman will slide up across the nose of Bubba Wallace and will take the lead in the Straight Talk Wireless 400 with 32 laps to go. From Homestead Miami Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Do you hide your business from your customers? Of course not. But if you're not marketing your business on the internet, you're not only hidden from your potential customers, well, you don't exist at all. Top Dog Promotions should be your choice for creating a website at a price you can afford, and you don't have to wait days or weeks for changes or updates to your site. Top Dog Promotions prides itself on prompt service and will work within your budget. They'll work closely on getting results with your website. Real Country 1430 WRDN chose Top Dog Promotions for its new website, and your business should too. More info at topdogpromotions.net and see the websites created for businesses like Real Country 1430 WRDN. Top Dog Promotions can assess your business's marketing efforts and create an advertising strategy that helps you get a better return on your marketing dollar. For a free business assessment, contact Top Dog Promotions at 608-769-9910 or topdogpromotions.net.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
30 laps to go. Alex Bowman has just taken the lead. He's pulled away by half a second over Bubba Wallace. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 WRDN, Durant, Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage being brought